Hey Celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more Celebrity Facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about Daniel Craig. So here we go. Daniel Wharton Craig was born on the March the 2nd, 1968 in Chester, Cheshire. When Craig's parents divorced in 1972, he and his sister moved to the Royal Oak Pension Unit with their mother, where he attended primary school in Holyoke, as well as school in Frodsham. Craig appeared in his first screen role in 1992, playing the Agfrinina in The Power of One, having played minor roles in the miniseries Angelo's Second Attitudes and the shows Covenant Cross and Boone. He appeared in November of 1993 as Joe in the Royal National Theatre's production of Tony Kunsch's Angels in America. Craig appeared in three films in 1998, the independent drama Love and Rage, the biological drama Elizabeth, in which he played Jesuit priest John Ballard, who was executed for being involved in the Brighton Plot, an attempt to assassinate Queen Elizabeth I of England. And the BBC television film Love is a Devil, study of a portrait of Francis Bacon, in which Craig played a small-time thief, George Dyer, who becomes the lover of muse of painter Francis Bacon, who was betrayed by Derek Jacobi. Craig appeared in three theatrical films in 2005, which were supporting roles of his first release of the year, was the thriller The Jacket, starring Adrian Brody and Keira Knightley. According to various sources, Eon Productions had become aware of Craig and began to consider him as the future Bond candidate, become one of our friends in the North in the 1996 or Elizabeth in 1998. In 2004, Craig met his longtime Bond co-partner Barbara Broccoli at the funeral of casting director Mary Selway, who had cast Craig in The Love That Is a Devil. Barbara asked Craig to join her for a cup of tea at the Elms Piccadilly office and offered him the role of James Bond. Initially, he was unsure about the role and was reluctant to produce his overtures. Broccoli later commented in 2012, "During this period, Craig sought advice from colleagues and friends of whom, for most of us, said to him that there is a life after Bond. He asked Pierce Brosnan at the event, and Brosnan told him, 'Go for it, just go for it.' He stated that he was aware of challenges of the Bond franchise, which consider him in a big machine that makes a lot of money." The first film, Casino Royale, premiered on November 14, 2006, and it grossed worldwide with lots of money, and it was the highest grossing Bond film until the release of Skyfall. After the film's release, Craig's performance generated a critical acclaim, and Craig lent his voice into Luckless and James Bond for both the Wii game GoldenEye 007 and Enchanted to remake the 1997 game for the Nintendo 64 and James Bond 007 Bloodstone in addition of Casino Royale. And also, Craig also appeared in two more films in 2006. The drama Infamous as mass murderer Perry Edward Smith as the voice to lead actor in the English language version of the French animated film Resonance. The planned for 19th April 2010 release on Craig's third Bond film was delayed because of the financial troubles. The film was titled Skyfall and was eventually released in 2012 on the 23rd of October. Glorious, in which he escorted as Queen Elizabeth II. The same year, he appeared at the James Bond in the short film Happy and Glorious, in which he escorted Queen Elizabeth II to the 2012 Summer Olympic ceremony, prior to the Ingressoll Invictus Games held in London in September 2014. Craig, along with entertainers and athletes, read a poem Invictus in a promotional video, where he made an uncredited cameo appearance as a stormtrooper in the 2015 film Star Wars: The Force Awakens. In 2017, Craig co-starred as Steven Stuber's comedy Logan Lucky, about two brothers who pull off a heist during the NCR race. Craig starred alongside Halle Berry in the drama Kings during the set of the 1992 Los Angeles riots. The film premiered in September 2017 and was distributed by The Orchard. The following year, after experiencing delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Craig's fifth Bond film, No Time to Die, was released in September 2021, receiving favourable reviews. Craig says No Time to Die was his last film as James Bond. 2 days before the film's release, the US Craig was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is located at 7007 Hollywood Boulevard, a reference to Bond's code number 007, and next to the star was fellow James Bond actor Roger Moore. In 2024, he starred as William Lee in the Luca Gancho's adaptation of William Burroughs' novel Queer, and the film premiered at the 81st Venice International Film Festival. Craig will next star in the third Benedict Blatic film titled Wake Up Dead Man, with Johnson to direct again. So now you know about Daniel Craig. I only physically knew him through the James Bond franchise, because I remember my dad used to like watch it, and he still does. And I might give them a go, so we'll see. Anyway, I'll be back with more celebrity fun facts, so stay tuned everybody. Take care.